This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life.
Total cholesterol in review. Doesn't have anything to do with heart disease. I don't know where we left off. But the fact is, it's the oxidation of cholesterol that matters more. And the analogy, first of all, you have to understand this. It's the particle, the number of particles and the size of the particles that determine how the cholesterol oxidizes. So at this point, people kind of get lost because they don't know what a particle is. And let me just briefly explain. Cholesterol just can't float around your blood. It needs a little carrying agent called a particle that takes it around through the blood. So if we're talking about the bad cholesterol, LDL, there's an LDL particle that takes the LDL and it carries it around. Well, the more particles you have and the size of the particle is what can lead to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So what I always like to draw, and you know, gosh, you know, here I am on using Skype, so I might be able to pull this off, Paul, and who knows? Let's see here. Let's see if we can do this. This is a particle. Okay, we're going to try this. Paul, you tell me.
Yep, I can see it fine. It looks like two eyes.
All right, see, visuals are worth a thousand words. So this is the particle. See that little circle? This is the particle. Now, inside here, that's a fluid line that goes across this particle. This right here is the cholesterol. So this fluid line is filled almost all the way up. So we'll call this one high cholesterol. Okay, now over here, I'm going to draw a fluid line lower. We're going to say this one has low cholesterol. See? So this is the particle carrying the cholesterol. This person would have high LDL. Okay, if we're talking total, it would have high cholesterol. This person has low. Okay, now I'm going to give you an analogy. Okay, this is an analogy, and I'm not the greatest artist, but she'll give it a try here. Benefit of Skype is I could never do this otherwise. Okay, believe it or not, that is a car. Okay, the car is the particle. Now, I'm going to draw some people in this car. This is where you may not see my people. Okay, so believe it or not, those are people. Okay, so there's the car, there's the people. Now, follow me now. The car is the particle that carries the people that are the cholesterol. Okay, is everyone with me on my analogy? So the car is the particle that carries the cholesterol. You following me, Paul?
Yep.
All right, here's the analogy. Ready? We'll finish the analogy. In a traffic jam, what matters? The number of cars or the number of people in the cars?
Obviously, the number of cars. It doesn't matter.
All right, the number of people is irrelevant. Well, so is your total cholesterol. We care about the number of cars, which is the number of particles. We don't care how many people you have in your cars, which is your total cholesterol or total LDL. I don't care how many people you have in the cars. I want to know how many cars you have on the road, which is really leading to the oxidation, which leads to inflammation, which is the true cause of heart disease. Total cholesterol doesn't matter. We do a test in our clinic called an NMR test, which more and more doctors, I hope, are doing. That's an NMR. And it really is counting the particles and also the size. The smaller particles are bad. So bigger is better. Kind of easy to remember, right? So size does matter, Paul. Bigger is better. You guys will never forget that. So that test looks at the number of particles, and it also looks at the size of the particles. Cholesterol is very important, and we need it. Matter of fact, many researchers and scientists today feel that most Americans are in a state of cholesterol deficiency. Let's just keep giving people more Lipitor and things that lower cholesterol, or statin drugs, right? And we know that there's massive consequences to that, from liver problems, joint problems. I mean, the list goes on.
So everything you're saying here, I would assume what's moving the cholesterol, slowing it down, and so on, goes right along with what you said earlier, the toxins, the grains and the sugars, and so on, right?
Absolutely, because every one of those three things are what oxidizes the cholesterol, the particles. So if you have too many particles of cholesterol and you have too many small ones, and now your glucose is elevated, eating grains and sugars and, you know, overconsumption, eating bad fats. We know that these polyunsaturated fatty acids, that the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association all recommend, you know, vegetable oils, eat more vegetable oils. Well, the problem is they oxidize and they cause oxidation of these particles. We know that. The science shows. It's not my opinion. And yet the very fats that they're telling everyone to stay away from are the a Harvard study, 2010, showed that saturated fat actually decreased diabetes threefold. It was the only fat that mattered. Another Harvard study looked at 84,000 nurses, atherosclerosis, and they found that the more saturated fat they ate, the less the atherosclerosis actually occurred. It actually started reversing it, the exact opposite. And they found that the polyunsaturated fats and all the vegetable oils were actually the ones oxidizing, driving inflammation, more atherosclerosis, more diabetes. So it's opposite. It's everything's opposite.
It can be very confusing to somebody, because even me, myself, I've been on a vegan diet for many, many years, on a raw vegan diet, and I actually had high LDL and low good cholesterol. And the direct cholesterol wasn't as bad, but there's so many different things that affect this, but what you're saying makes perfect sense, and people need to understand that there's not one answer of like, oh, just eat low fat and you'll be okay, because obviously that's not working in today's world.
Low fat. I would argue that the low fat diet since the 1960s, you know, really is one of the reasons why we have so much heart disease and cancer and other diseases, neurotoxicity. I could go on. You know, so really the low fat diet, you know, fat doesn't make you fat. It's the inability to burn fat that makes you fat. Okay, everyone listening, I want you to say that with me. Fat does not make you fat. It's the inability to burn fat that makes you fat. And that's a hormone problem. And that's a cellular problem. You see, so we have to retrain people on this thinking. And Paul, I would argue, I don't care if your LDL is up. What is your particle number and what is the size? When people come in and say, oh, my cholesterol is 300 and you know, my doctor's freaking out. I say, I don't care. Because see, a lot of the folks that we test, they have high cholesterol, but their particle number and their size is normal.
And the particle number is from that test you were just saying.
Right. It may be normal. But the opposite is true. Sometimes you have people with low cholesterol and their particle numbers are not
sure,
right.
Sure.
So, you know, you have to do the correct test. Well,
Raw Life, brighten up your life.